Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess with myself, Anna, and my co-host, Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hey, Anna.
Oh, man. What a great Sunday. What a really, really awesome Sunday.
Beautiful here.
Yeah, just gorgeous. I think weather-wise and energy-wise, and I was kind of excited. We were talking a little bit, just briefly, and you had asked me about last week. I'm actually in Mobile, Alabama for another week. And we did a Law of Attraction meetup last Thursday. And I love having these conversations. Absolutely love having these conversations because I don't know. It like it fuels my soul. I don't know what the what the deal is, but I just love meeting people who energetically just want to talk about the next steps or shifting or share their story. You know, that's one thing that we've asked people to do. If you are calling in and you want to get on the air and share your story or ask a question, Anita also, you've got cards, right? Are you ready with cards? She's got cards.
Oh, yes, I am.
Do some readings. We do intuitive readings, and what that means is, you know, I personally do not claim to be a psychic or medium. I don't know what label you've put yourself on, Anita, if that's
I would say an empath, and I can hear messages from spirit.
All right, very cool. So those are the types of readings, and I have a life coachy style, which means anything is possible if we can shift our perspective. So when people call up and say, you know, where's the job? Where's my person? Where's, you know, whatever, you know, we talk about shifting. And I think that's the key is our energy, every single person's own individual energy. Actually, we have someone raising their hand. Would you like to take a caller, or is there something you want to talk about?
Love it. No.
Awesome.
Love it.
Great. Love it when folks call. Area code 408. Hi, you're on the air with Anna and Anita.
Hey, Anna and Anita. How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Now, who is this?
Hi. This is Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Craig. Okay.
How can we help you this evening?
Oh, well, I'm not really looking for no help. I was just, you were talking about something that just comes out of me all the time.
Oh.
And that's positive.
Tell us about
positive
it.
Energy.
Mm. Sharing your positive
you know,
energy.
Yeah, okay. So, when I
did we lose him?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, I thought we lost you. I couldn't hear you for a minute.
No.
Go ahead,
I talk
Craig.
A little too fast sometimes. They call me way busy. That's what they really call me, way busy. And nobody calls me Craig anymore. They call me way busy.
I like that.
Because I talk fast, you know what I mean? And it's not like I want to sit down and have to stop and listen and talk and stop and listen. I don't flow like that. I got to flow with a consistency. And so when I have to stop, sometimes it messes up my flowing because I be knowing, you know, certain things that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Share your certain things, sir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna sit back and listen because I might have jumped into something and I don't know what I'm jumping into. So I'm gonna probably just I'll call back or something.
No, I'll mute you. That's fine. All right, Craig, if you feel like talking again, you know, just
okay, no worries.
You know, push one. All right, awesome. Yep, it's that positive energy. Okay, well,
yeah,
we'll go back to
you
and
have
list
really
some
good energy.
Yeah. So, again, if you're listening in, want to jump on and you know, push one, and we'll get you on here. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this meetup, which was really cool. We talked about law of attraction, which is that universal law that like attracts like, not like the real physicalness of it, but it's about energy. And we were discussing how energy is – everything is energy. And when we can understand that everything is energy and how we can actually personally manipulate our own energy, not necessarily someone else's, but our own energy, we attract to us that which we think about or that which we vibrationally put out there. So that was a really cool meetup. Met some wonderful people from the area, and some of them are, you know, it's like they're on their journey, and we get that they're on their path, and they're just wanting more information. What I realized was, you know, I was looking through all my law of attraction stuff that I, you know, did, we did workshops every week, back in 07, 08, probably to like 2009, we were doing workshops. We having weekly gatherings of people, and it was so amazing. And what I really realized was the more concentrated the group was as a mastermind, the more we got done. And I think, you know, I'm looking back at that, and this is helping me formulate, you know, what are my next steps? Because that's a lot of people are asking me, you know, where are you going to live? Because I haven't stayed somewhere for a very long period of time, literally in the last year. And so everybody's like, are you going to stay here? What are you going to move it back to Atlanta? What are you doing? And part of me is like, I don't know if I'm waiting for a sign or just really fascinated about, I don't have a problem actually hanging out in both places. I think it's interesting when you find groups of people, which I know, Nita, you and I are talking about working, doing some stuff up in more North Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I think that area, I remember doing some things at my studio in north of Atlanta and just having people come down from that area and really, you know, want some information. So I think that's a really cool part. And then today I did something, I went to, it was not a church, it's just a group of people who were getting together to really talk about, they picked a subject, and today's subject just happened to be love. So I thought that was really great, and how we talked about the different perspectives of love and what people, what it is and what it's not. And I thought that was fascinating to,
like, people's perception of it, you mean, or their, what they see it as?
Yes. And how a lot of times, like, you know, let's just take relationships, for example, because I think most people have an experience with that, and how the relationships are, you know, sometimes we get into a relationship and it's, you know, you're not showing me you love me because you're not doing things the way I want you to do them. Or if you don't stay, if you walk away from me, then, you know, I'm going to hurt myself, or, you know, you don't love me enough, or, you know, so people have these preconceived ideas of what love is. And a lot of times it's understanding that we define it. And a lot of times those are based on programs. And, you know, we were talking about programming again, how, you know, a lot of things that, that we do are based on our programming from when we were really young, and we saw things and perceived things, or we thought things were supposed to be. And then as adults, we come into this experience of, oh, you know, love is supposed to be a certain way. I'm supposed to be a certain way in a relationship. And are we authentically who we are, and are we afraid to show our authentic selves? And so it was a really interesting conversation, because a lot of, you know, obviously, you know, the group was an older group, so people had obviously gone through situations in their lifetime to say, you know, I had to look at that other person, like you and I have talked about this, as that person helped to teach me, you know, love for myself. I think that was a big one that came out of it, was really understanding that it was time for me to love myself enough to step away from this relationship, or love myself enough to want to try to work on the relationship in conversation and communication. So that was really cool. And then there's more. We went in a bunch of us, we went to lunch, and then this one woman in the group said she has these lights. I don't know what, I was trying to Google what they were. And she has these lights that you lay under, and they are like, they line up with your chakras or energy centers. People are saying energy centers now. So, so they were really interesting. And a couple of us said, yeah, we'll go do like 30, a crystal light healing bed. That's what it is.
Ah.
Have you ever heard of this? crystal light healing there?
Well, a friend of mine does crystal healing, but I don't think she uses a light. She's got like a whole vintage, real beautiful vintage wood cabinet full of crystals she's collected from all over.
Okay. Yeah.
And she actually even went to, I think it was Amsterdam, to take a training.
Okay.
But I haven't heard it with the light.
So this is a crystal light healing bed. I actually just clicked away on the computer just to see, because I'd heard of it in a different context before. I've actually sat or laid on between some Tesla lights. Now, Tesla, as we all know, was an amazing scientist who actually did a lot of things that he didn't get credit for. There's a whole light, a healing light system that Tesla actually created, and that was pretty interesting. This too is a fairly interesting process, but they're it's a pure crystal, but they put the colors of the chakras on the crystals. So you have the everything is relating. You've got your reds, and there's seven crystals with seven colors, and so you lay under this thing and the colors align to your chakras, and you basically lay under this light for about 30 minutes, excuse me. And I tell you, I felt refreshed. That's the word I used. I had one friend that did it, and she said she felt peaceful. And she felt, and she had pulled her arm or did something to her arm, and she said it felt really much better. And of course I did it, and I said I felt refreshed. I had somebody else do it, and they were like energized, so it was interesting to kind of how it affects everybody. And just thought it was fascinating. Like, I feel like you usually hear about right now, I'm kind of getting a little sleepy, and because it gets dark here early, and you just kind of want to hibernate a little bit. But I feel like I said, I feel refreshed. I don't feel like I'm going to go out and run a marathon, but I've got energy. I feel good. And I just feel it is sort of a peaceful feeling. And when I was doing the lights, I felt like I was really busy at first, but I actually did a little Reiki session, kind of like just an etheric Reiki session on myself, because you were sort of, she had like a, I think it was a sheet, I don't know, that was just kind of laying over you. So it's not like you really moved your hands around or anything. And I just, in my mind, went up and did like a Reiki chakra alignment really quick, repeating the words and just going up my whole, the whole energy centers. And then I felt like I was out, like completely out. I don't remember anything for a while. And then all of a sudden, because we had a headset on too, and it had some sounds, like really nice music, but there were like some frequencies you could tell that were running in the background of this, and you could kind of hear that as well. And so all of a sudden I came back and I could hear the music and the frequencies, and I felt, I was like, it's almost like I went to a meditation. I went somewhere and then I came back, but I can't tell you where I went. I'm just saying that I just felt that way. It felt like,
how long does she do it for?
She does 30-minute sessions and hour sessions.
Mm.
So, and I kind of think it's where you are energetically as well, is what you're going to get out of it, And the only time I've ever felt anything similar to that is when I was doing, I did a process called higher brain living. And that was interesting, but they triggered energy systems in your body, and they called it salutogenic breathing. So you went through this process and they created this salutogenic breathing, and it's your body really breathes itself at some point. And there was a couple of years there where I did something where I was just talking about modalities, and I called it the reality of the modality. And I think going through, and I wasn't testing them like, do they work or do they not work? Because I feel like if you set an intention for something to either heal you or help create more peace or reduce stress and anxiety, whatever your intentions are. If you genuinely intention that, I feel like whatever modality you're using, whatever, even a conversation with someone can be a healing conversation for yourself if that's your intention. So I think I went through this process of, you know, because I happened to meet a lot of people who did a lot of, you know, these people did different things. So as they were talking about what they were doing, I was like, oh, that's fascinating. Let me try that, you know? So I didn't necessarily feel like I was trying to heal anything. I just was fascinated by the process and the curiosity of the energy of the modality. Now I go through moments during, you know, especially in the early in the morning or late in the evening where I get a little bit of anxiety. And it's been lately now, because I went through a process last year where I, you know, I kind of went through my mad, sad, angry phases. And for those who are tuning in, this is, I went through a really not great breakup. And so with my ex and had some stuff go on. So, you know, just trying to calm myself from all of that. But then like waking up in the morning with a like, oh, my gosh, something took my breath away, you know, just, and maybe it was just waking back up in this human form. So I think that's really now what I'm looking for. I want to set an intention for being refreshed, being, and that was kind of my thing when she said set intentions before you do this, I thought, okay, I'm intending for just to continue in the state I was in, because I was really, today has been a fantastic day, just being able to meet with like-minded people and have these conversations that are really uplifting and positive. The whole week had kind of been that way where, you know, I was having meetings and just connecting with people, and that was really nice. And there were two mornings that were not great mornings where I woke up and it was like, wow, what's going on? Because you can feel it in your body. You can feel the heaviness of it in your body, and it doesn't feel good. So it's something different from the norm. And I thought about it. I thought about, you know, hey, maybe I should find a good massage therapist, or, you know, I have a couple of friends that I've talked to, and, you know, they're coaches and things like that. So that helped quite a bit. And then, you know, it really is just, you know, setting that intention. So that was my intention, is to keep this really nice flow going, really nice space, a nice place to be. I don't know. And so, and that's what's happened. I mean, honestly, that's really kind of what happened
already.
That's
really a good thing to do, because I know that, you know, like you said, law of attraction, you know, it is about energy and feelings. And, you know, it's good to set the intention, like you said, but it's also, you know, you can have intentions, like, let's say if you've got a lot of drama in a workplace, you could have intentions that everything's going to be peaceful today. I'm only going to receive love and give love. You know, I'm going to have a nice, quiet lunch. You know, you could set all kinds of intentions like that. And it's kind of like you said, once you put that out there, then it's the universe hears you and says, okay, that's what we'll give you. So, yeah, I think setting intentions are great.
I think that's what happened, not yesterday, the day before. And I set an intention. It's like, it didn't feel good. And I said, you know, my intention was to make it a better day, and it was rainy here. And maybe that too, like allowing the weather to affect you, and just, you know, what is it that you can do to kind of shift your whole experience? And eventually, you know, I've gotten to the point energetically where I can talk myself out of it, you know, so, and then come in, do some writing. Writing's really good. Just sit in what they call a, if you can do it in the morning, that's great. I think there's the artist way, they do morning pages. I think that's really a wonderful way to do it. But also, I didn't even want to mention this, but yesterday was really kind of neat. two, just spending time at the house and enjoying the beautiful sun. And I mean, here it's I would call this sort of what Atlanta springtime would be. It's nice. It's cool. You could probably wear a long sleeve and a pair of shorts, and it's beautiful outside, you know, running around in flip flops. It's warm. It's not warm, but it's warm, you know, for Atlanta.
Right.
Atlanta's probably chilly right now. And then I heard in South Carolina it was snowing, but I was like, wow, the weather here is incredible. But yesterday we manifested Indigo Girl tickets. So
nice.
And I thought, you talk about manifesting stuff or manifesting something to kind of get you out of the house and do something different. And mm-hmm. a friend texted me and said, hey, would you like to go to the Indigo Girls concert? And I thought, well, you know, well, it's not a big deal. And she's like, well, somebody's giving away free tickets. And so, I want to acknowledge that, like that manifestation. I want to acknowledge the fact that, yeah, that it was right there and everything lined up and was able to go to that last mm-hmm. night. I kind of laughed. I said I relived my 90s all over again, you know, because mm-hmm. that's when I was going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been a very interesting couple of days, and I've absolutely loved the conversations and
nice.
Yeah, and today, like I said, was really, you know, it's, I don't know, I think it's so laid back here, and maybe that's the thing, like this whole space, everything is so calm and peaceful, and even I got a text from my cousin that said, hey, well, he said it in his words, but, you know, I'm here watching my dad's dog, too, and the dog was at his house, and that's kind of funny, because that was like a compound of, yeah, you know, we live sort of in a, I want to say it's a compound, but we live, my family's like all around me too. So that's another interesting, it's like when you go over to do one thing, you end up, we ended up talking to like my uncle, and then we talked to my aunt, and then we talked to my cousin. So it's like, you know,
right.
all these, yeah, just waking up and doing things. And I do want to acknowledge Fidelio Bob, who's joined us again. And he's from, I'm guessing you are in Australia, because he said, g'day ladies, anyone want coffee? And and then Aloha Jay is in chat, and I think Jay, actually I see Jay and he's raising his hand. Would you like to talk to Jay for a second?
Oh, yes, of course.
Awesome. Hey Jay.
Hey there. Hey ladies.
There he is.
Hi, Anita.
Welcome. Welcome.
So
what's up?
But not too much. Just talking. What are you talking about for the show topic today?
A little bit. I was telling Anita a little bit about did a law of attraction meetup last Thursday, and then laid under some crystal light healing bed lights. Have you ever done those?
Yep, I heard about
them. Awesome.
That.
Yeah. So that was kind of a neat day.
To, I guess, chill your energy.
Or realign your chakras? To get your chakras
well,
realigned
that,
from crystals?
But I mean, also the good conversations she's had and all that, like having a good energy flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could call it just everything lining up, but it actually, if you just allow that flow to happen, I think that's pretty... That's pretty awesome. Just, you know, it's just, I would just want to acknowledge that, because I think in my, you know, everything that's happening now, like especially trying to focus on what it is that I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and then working, you know, doing my homework, because I do have coaches and I am putting things together. It can be a little like you have to push yourself, and you've got to push yourself to, you know, do the steps and take the inspired action, which is what I always say. And I think mm-hmm. in between all that, you kind of, if you're not taking the inspired action or it's not going the way you think it's going to go, you know, you've got to step away. For me, I step away and then, but, you know, do the attitude of gratitude, you know, what's working, what's happening. And I was telling her, Jay, that, just like today, just manifested great conversation, and then being able to be under the crystal lights. That was really kind of cool. But yeah, just manifesting tickets to a concert and spending time with really interesting people and having great conversations. And I thought, wow, that's a, that was pretty awesome. You know?
Yeah. 'Cause I think Jay, when you were on here before, you were talking about maybe doing more meditation again. Was that when that you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you started that? Where are you in that?
Well, this, I got some other projects going on, so I'm saying no, I haven't started it. I haven't started it. But like, I've been actually to, well, you know, I've been actually in doing some isolation tank floating. I did it last month.
Oh, nice.
And that, but I don't know, you can't, I don't know, I can't say that it was meditation because I wasn't conscious for some of the time that I was in the isolation tank. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I just zonked out.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. I've
how
not
long
done
do you
that,
do
yeah.
That for?
Well, it's interesting because it's about trust, right? But because you're not gonna drown. It's an isolation tank where there's nothing and there's no sound. It's a soundproof container, basically, if you want to call it that, or cubicle, and you turn all the lights off and just float, and just just zonk out.
Is there a time period you do it for?
Yeah, I was doing it for about 90 minutes. I can't say the session, the isolation tank float session is 90 minutes. So within that time, I was gone somewhere. And you wake up again either by the music going on, and then, yeah, so.
I wouldn't say that's an intense form of meditation.
Yeah,
I don't know if it is or not.
For you?
No, I've been doing it for a while.
Oh, okay.
So. Mm-hmm. But, it's been lots of fun doing it.
So, is it for relaxation or what? How did you, what are you doing it for? Like to get calmer?
Well, definitely when you have about 1,000 pounds of magnesium, definitely the magnesium you soak up, but also it's for relaxation for sure. For sure.
Okay.
When I first started, I just, people were just doing it for, you know, getting messages. I got messages and I was conscious in my first float, but after my floats are just, I would just go to sleep or just zonk out or something and then wake up sometime. Mm. My longest float session was 2.5 hours. And
wow.
I didn't know where I was actually. Because sometimes you feel like, where did the time go? And your mind says, was I sleeping or not sleeping? So, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was lots of fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually went to I was doing some stuff at a yoga studio in Atlanta one time, and they had a floating tank there, and I thought about doing it, but I haven't. I have friends that do that, and they do the hyperbaric chamber. Either of you done the hyperbaric chamber?
No, mm-hmm. I've heard about it.
I have not.
You have not? Yeah. It's oxygen rich. So how it was explained to me was that there isn't anything like foreign in the body that can survive if you give it that much oxygen. So
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they do. I have a couple of friends that do it probably, I don't think it's once a month. And they'll go in, they'll just sit and they'll, you know, bring their books, they'll read or they'll, you know, do work or whatever. And they'll just sit in the hyperbaric chamber for an hour. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I haven't done it. You know, I just, today was sort of I haven't done any kind of what I want to call the unusual modalities lately. I've done the massage and the, you know, the Reiki and stuff like that, but not, you know, like these lights or anything like that lately, because I just kind of wasn't on that kick of doing it. Well, that's interesting. I like the idea. I kind of like the idea of the isolation tank, but then I don't, you know, because I was like, I don't know about that. I just don't know. Anyway, well, Anita, do you want to pull a card for us while we're on the air?
Sure, I will be glad to.
Thanks, Anita. Thanks for the conversation.
Let's see, I'll pull a, I feel like pulling two cards for everybody. And so what I'm going to do is just kind of what the universe spirit wants us to know. Because today is kind of a special day with 02/02/2020. So what do we need to know? And the first deck I'm using is the angel cards, which I haven't used them for a while, so just felt called to them. Somebody said the other day I should bring more blue in for my heart. So these cards are pretty blue. And I think the color for your heart is usually pink.
Pink or green.
Oh, okay.
If you look at, and actually I just talked about this the other night, if you look at the colors of the rainbow, and know, and if you are interested in your chakras, you start with your red is your root chakra. And then your orange, this is color theory 101 right here. Then you've got your orange, then you've got your yellow, moving up the body at this point. And then we've got green, then we've got, and then they say green or pink, but let's just hold that thought for a moment. Then you have like another, you have a blue, which is generally like a medium blue, and then you've got purple. So let's take, we're not talking, we, you know, crown chakra is generally white or gold, but we're not really talking about that. But if you look at a rainbow, you usually have those red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Red and yellow make orange, yellow and blue make green, and blue and red make purple. So there's, that's where the lapping of inner, you know, you look, I love it because then you start seeing those synchronicities, those things lining up in the world, right? You see, you've got a rainbow, you've got how the rainbow works, and then you've got, you know, we talk about those chakras in the body, and that's how the system overlaps. So it's not like a, it, you know, they'll tell you it's a defined line. You know, some people say it's a defined line. It's an over, you know, there's an overlap between, you know, your root chakra, then your creative center, and then your intuitive nature, and then your heart, and then up to communication, and then to your third eye, and then to your, you know, and I'm going fast here, but, and there are other colors, like, again, heart chakra generally is, you know, in the chakra system or the rainbow is represented as green, and very often we've now put pink in there, and honestly, I don't know about that right now. I don't know why. Maybe that's something we can talk about is the changing of the colors, right? Yeah. So just want to give you a little color theory slash chakra. information.
Very well. Welcome. The first card we got was Nine of Air. And it's kind of interesting because we were sort of talking about that positive thinking is, and it says, especially right now, is essential. And I know a lot of people in the groups I'm in are going through huge emotional releases of things just because of Earth's energy. And so they're very emotional, a lot of them. So I think the reason this card probably came up is that, you know, when you get real emotional like that, like you said, you woke up a couple of times and you were anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're going through all these emotions, sometimes you can get anxious and, like, you know, like you said, what's going on? You know, what is that?
Yeah.
And so it's best to me just to sit with it. Don't ignore it. Don't stuff it. Just sit with it and go, this is interesting. This is kind of in my stomach, or this is in my shoulders, or, you know, just kind of feel where it's affecting you, and then just say, you know, thank you for showing up, but I'm going to release you now, and then turn your thoughts to more positive. Let's see what else I see from this. Yeah, so I really feel that's why that came up. It kind of goes along with what we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the next deck I felt like using was Keepers of the Light. It's a Kyle Gray deck. He's like real, his big thing is the angels and the archangels. And that's actually where I got my card mastery from. It's from him. And he started teaching others because he got so busy he couldn't handle all of his clients. So he said, I just need to teach other people.
Yeah.
And now I think he's written like a couple of books. Yeah, but he's had that gift. I'm trying to remember when he said it. I think he was a teenager when he had it. There, you got a jumper. All right. Yep, this is another thing that's coming up for people. It's Lady Venus, LadyVenus. And it talks about downloads and understanding that, and I know I feel like we're all getting, I don't know if everybody on the call feels this way, that we're getting a lot of clarity in this year of, you know, what our purpose is here, if people are interested in their purpose. I guess some people aren't interested in their purpose on Earth. I am, but so we're getting a lot of clarity around that, a lot of clarity around relationships. So a lot of truths are being revealed, like our truth, you know, who really are we? And I just watched it. It touched me greatly. I just watched, I guess it was like a documentary on Clarence Clemons. He was saxophonist for Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. but he also had his own band, Temple of the Soul. And he is just a very interesting person, and his whole thing was love. You know,
mm-hmm.
he never, you know, he called himself a seeker. He went to China for a long time. And at that time, I think he said he was the only African-American there. And he was a big guy, too. I mean, he was like a giant. And so they were very curious about him. So he just learned a lot about that encounter a young girl taught him. And so I feel that's what's happening with a lot of people now. And, you know, if people aren't familiar with all the shifts in the earth and stuff like that, then they may not know what's going on. But I think people are, you know, understanding more and more who they are and just getting a lot of insight into their lives and, like you said, Anna, you know, who you want to be around, who who's good energy around you, whose energy matches, you know, all that type of thing. So, Nine of Air and Lady Venus.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for the nice card reading. Thank you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely listen. Definitely are in interesting times now. So, yeah, especially
uh-huh.
right now. So. We'll
yeah, but if
goes.
Anybody gets a chance to watch that, it was just very good. I even cried in parts of it because it just touched me so deeply.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of. I think it's wonderful, and there are a lot of people out there that are doing their work in such creative and wonderful ways. And actually, I told you I would manifest these tickets to the Indigo Girls concert last night, and there's a guy that opened for them, and his name is Grayson Capps, and he actually is from this area. He's from Alabama, and he and his wife are. I guess his wife does a lot of mixing for different artists, and she just happens to be they are the ones that do the mixing for the Indigo Girls music. And so he opened for them, and he is if you like country folk kind of music, he's that guy. I mean, it's true, it's authentic, it's great, and his message, and it's kind of cool because everything we've talked about all day was about love, and his message is about love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we, you know, he had these different songs, which, you know, he's like, you know, one of his songs, I distinctly, you know, his words were, you know, I'll put down my Bible if you put down your gun. And I thought, wow, that's like, you know, because
wow.
it's so, yeah, that's a very powerful statement, especially here in the South, you know,
right.
I don't know, you know, I know you may get a little bit of that, Jay, and understanding what we're talking about, but the area that, you know, we are in is so tied up in religion that they
mm-hmm.
would, people will kill people over God and the Bible.
Organized religion, yeah,
I'm to say that.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah.
It's very interesting how, some of the lyrics coming out and what he was saying, and his whole message was about love. And that seems, you know, it just hit me when you guys were talking. I was like, wow, that's been the theme for the last 24 hours has been love, love, love. Even our conversation
mm-hmm.
at group today was about the different types of love
wow.
and how we perceive them as love, but they aren't really love. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
because love is unconditional. And you also have choices. You know, a couple of the women there were talking about their exes and how they lived in fear of not
mm-hmm.
wanting these people around them. And so our guy that was doing the facilitating, he said, well, why don't we turn it around to, I love myself enough to not have these people in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da! And they were
mm-hmm.
like, wow, that's a whole different, the energy shift from I'm so afraid that this person is going to show up in my life again, and switch it to I love myself enough to not allow this person to show up in my experience. That's a whole
mm-hmm.
different energy. And so just in that moment, everybody was like, wow. And she's like, okay, everybody breathe. You know, let's just breathe.
Yeah.
Let's just breathe.
Yeah,
and so,
it's
change.
Interesting because Clarence, they said whenever he signed a contract, he signed his
mm-hmm.
name, but he always put love lives. So I thought that was interesting. On any signature, he put love lives.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he felt called to play the saxophone up on the Great Wall of China, which I just thought was awesome.
Yeah.
But he had a person there that was a heckler and said, who do you think you are? And so his response was, I don't know. Who am I?
Mm.
So it just made him reflect more inward instead of having resistance to that. He was like, yeah, that's a good question. Who am I?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Instead of reacting, he actually interacted with himself and said, yeah, who am I? You know?
Right.
Mm. Because it's, and I think, you know, when you can be the most authentic you that you can possibly be, and I love that people show up to support you, you know, and it's like this,
mm-hmm.
like this guy last night, he was wonderful, and he had a friend of his who is, you know, again, these guys were both from Alabama, and they were both playing their guitars, and Grayson had a harmonica attached to his, so half the time he played guitar and harmonica, and it was just that. There wasn't anything extra, and these guys were just up there making the most amazing music, you know, with that, and you're just, that's what got me, because I'm not like this over-glorified Indigo Girls fan, and I needed to go or anything, but sometimes I think there's a reason why these things line up, and one of them was to see the opening act, and a lot of times the opening acts are the jaw droppers. Now, I will tell you that the Indigo Girls, it was just, there were the two of them, and they played all mandolin and guitar and stuff, and then they had a violinist with them, and that was phenomenal, and it was just... you really didn't feel like you were at some big concert where they were so far away, and just the music. And yesterday I felt like, when I kept saying I need to get out of the house. I have to get out of the house. I need to go do something. And then manifested these tickets, right? And just to be able to do that, and kind of just went, I don't know if I want to go to that. And then, but knowing that once you do take those steps to get yourself going and get out of the house, like, you know, it was just a wonderful concert and a wonderful evening, and it didn't require anything except get in the car, drive down, park it, go pick up the tickets, get in there, you know, it was easy. And we, you know, that whole concert was, the fascinating part is they played both of them together, I think everything was a little over 3 hours, which is a long time. And they even called on
a long time.
Yeah, they even called on another young lady who brought up, and her song was, she, I guess some friends had passed, a friend had passed away, and she said she got a song from this friend of hers, and she wrote it down. But the name of that song is Live Brave.
Wow.
And she sang this song. These are all signs. Like for me, these, I get signs through through music. I mean, I really do. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, just trust the process and just live brave. Like do what it is that you're going to do. So, you know, I think when we go outside ourselves and think that something outside ourselves is going to, you know, be the band-aid, the fix-it point, you know.
Never.
You know, and just allow, you know, I know for me, it was that music just touched my soul, and it was like, oh, this is just, it is, it's a soul feeding, it's just wonderful, and just to say thank you. I was in such gratitude of that experience, and actually saw the friend who got the tickets, saw her again this morning, and just, you know, really appreciate her and thank her for, you know, there was nothing that had to happen. It just, she happened to know somebody who had tickets. And I mean, it was like this, you couldn't do this on your own. You couldn't make this up, you know, it's.
Right. It lined up. More
it
perfect
lined
than
up.
You could have lined it up.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think I love that. I love that synchronicity. But you know, and sometimes I think, you know, well, we have a show here called Bless the Mess, but it hasn't really been super messy lately. You know, maybe that's, you know, we can talk about the past stuff. And, yeah.
But I think what we're talking about is watching positive things, going, you know, music, listening to, you know, music that, you know, really touches you, and all those things, I think, go along with Bless the Mess, because when we're in a mess, instead of focusing in the mess, we need to try to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel it really does go along with it.
Yeah, because it is, you know, I think a word that kept up for me today, just in my head, was self-care. It's like self-care. And there's this, yeah. And I just thought about that. I go, well, that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking care of yourself. You're taking care. You're taking steps.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the work. It's all good. You know, that's a reminder to do the work and pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to the stuff that happens. And, you know, for me, it's just really doing R&R, rest and relaxation, right? And I love
there you go.
And trusting, you've got to trust your higher power, the divine source, God, whatever label you want to put on it. And I think that's something we talked about today, too, is when we know, you know, we don't have to know the entire how to. I think that's huge. Like, a lot of people wanted to figure out the how. And I know I'm used to figuring out how things work and how I need to do things. And I think that's my thing right now. Is I'm trying to figure out how am I going to put all this together? And it's like, just trust the divine. You'll be all right.
I was going to say, I've got a story around that. If you want to hear it, with a session did yesterday, I did a session with a girl yesterday from one of my groups. And it was funny because she wanted a session around relationship, but you know, I tell people, don't tell me a lot about it, because I just, you know, relationship is enough for me to know. And so anyway, when I got into it, she had been waiting on this guy that she had met and had talked to a couple times, but then they hadn't talked for a long time, but she just knows he's going to call her back and all this. And she's got, you know, I couldn't figure it out. I kept feeling like, you know, what are you waiting for? You know, I'm just kind of, everything that was coming into reading was, you know, why don't you just get on with your life? And like you said, if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and then she was telling me she had this long list of what she wants the guy to be. And I went, whoa. I said, how about doing this? I said, how about tearing up your list? And I said, how about just asking your team of guides, whoever you trust in, God, angels, spirit animals, Allah, Shiva, whoever you trust in, just ask them to guide you and show you, you know, and like you said, you see signs in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And every card she got was, have a different way of perceiving it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a list. 'Cause I said, what if, like you're saying, what if there's something better for her? But she's
right.
Got a list.
Right. She's limiting herself. Well,
right.
Yeah.
She's limiting something better.
Yeah. I always say, if you are looking for a partner, you know, you have these ideas of how you know, there's maybe some, like, they're kind, they're nice, they're loving. And, you don't really, I don't put a face on that person. You just know, you know, you can put certain traits on them or whatever, but you know, when you have these, I call them generalizations, you know, especially when it comes to people, because on other things I say, sure, throw in the detail, write it as if it's happening now. And, you know, so you're putting that out there,
right?
But you're going to, generally you will not receive, you're going to receive something equal to or better than you ever expected, because we do, we limit ourselves in what's possible. And then a lot of times in trying to manifest a partner, you know, I want it to be this person, this exact thing, you know, I want them to walk like this, talk like this. And you know, that much control over another human being is no control over another human being.
Not
going to happen unless they absolutely give you their power. And who wants a person that absolutely gives them their power? You know, maybe somebody says, I might like, nobody does. Cause at some point in the beginning, it might be nice, but you know, after a while you're like, God, I want this person to think for themselves. I want them to, you know, be able to do these for themselves. And, you know, so watch what you ask for, because that can be some serious stuff. Also, you know, like when you have people, and we've had this happen to us too, where you call for, you know, for other people, or you call about another person. It's like that, you know, one person doesn't have any control over another person. So I know you want to know about, you know, somebody. It's like, you know, we can't, first of all, I say this, if you're calling in to ask about that person, then there's a question, which means that energy is within yourself. That energy is within you. You've got to shift you. You don't shift that other person. You shift you. So that, and that's one of the most interesting processes that any, when you start realizing that everything starts within you, everything, people who show up for you, where you are, everything starts within you. So when you get that, you are the common denominator in everything in your life, and then you're the one that creates it, then and only then are you going to be able to shift it. Yes, you will have, you know, how many of us really allow ourselves, I want to say, you know, like, oh, maybe I need to get a job. Okay, I'm going to look at this job. And how many of us manifest or really know, like in our heart, do we really want the job? If you really want it and can see yourself in it, yes, the possibilities are great. But if you're going, I need a job just to have some money, then no, it's not going to happen that way. Like you.
Well, even if you don't get it, say, well, I'm grateful I didn't get it because I know there's something better.
Yeah. And have that, just say, well,
you know, sometimes you're stopped from getting something because it wasn't the right thing for you.
Correct.
Same way with a relationship. You know, you may be disappointed that a person left you, but maybe that was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Right. And that was the thing that I had to shift, because I was so used to I did it myself. I programmed myself. I had to be a certain way. I had to do certain things to support my family. And then when all of that kind of dissipated, it's like, well, who am I? Who am I, and what am I doing here? You know? So you think about that. And then all of a sudden you've got this kind of, I want to call it free space, this free space to create and to create your life the way you're supposed to create your life. So it's interesting.
It's a mess sometimes. So bless you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Because when we get down to it and we can see the blessings in it, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, wow. Well, we're rolling on our hour here, and,
No more
hands up, but there are people listening. I just want to say thanks for popping in here. Okay. I think we had, we've got somebody in chat, Sekhmet, I think, 128. Thanks for joining us. A couple other folks calling in. Thanks for joining us and sharing your energy. Anita and I are our intention is to do this. This is 6:30 Eastern every Sunday. That's our goal.
Right.
Unless it changes. And then,
yeah, I want to thank Jay and Greg for coming on.
Yeah, Jay, you're still with us, I think. He's probably muted us.
Yep.
But I so appreciate you sharing your energy and being a part of the Universal Energy Radio family. Awesome. Well, unless you've got some last words, I'm going to wrap it up.
No, I just think intentions, your point about intentions were good. Everybody maybe try that. Where things aren't working so well for you, set an intention each morning and see how that works. And also, you know, just focus on the positive. Focus on your goals.
Move in that direction for sure.
Well,
thank you, Anita. I appreciate and adore you. Can't wait to catch up with you when I'm back in the city. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. If you are on social media, catch us on Facebook at Universal Energy Radio, and Instagram or Universal Energy Media, so you can catch us there. We appreciate you all, and have a good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.